This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. So today we are going to be, inshallah ta'ala, taking a dua from Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter 29, ayah 30. Although in Surah Al-Qasas, there is two more dua on ayah 21 and 24 that we had to overlook because of the sake of time, so we can find, inshallah, cover all the dua that we can within the last few days that are left for us in Ramadan, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-dua is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quoting here Nabiullah Lut, when he says, قَالَ رَبِّ انصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He says, my Lord, help me against the people of corruption. Help me against the people of corruption. We all meet people, you know, around the world and at workplace and family members sometimes, you know, Muslims, sometimes non-Muslims. And not all of them are on the same level of goodness and righteousness and maybe that will help you, subhanAllah, improve your deen and your iman and your ta'a. A lot of them could lead to corruption, unfortunately. So that's why it's important that you seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection against those who could lead to corruption, which is a dua of Lut, رَبِّ انصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Ya Allah, help me against the people of corruption. But let's take back the backstory of the dua first, inshallah ta'ala. So the ayat starts from ayah number 28, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And remember when Lut rebuked the men of his people, you certainly commit a shameful deed that no man has ever done before you. What do we learn from this ayah, jama'ah, about homosexuality and the lusting over the same gender? According to this ayah, it started with whom? With the people of Lut, not before them. So before that, never existed according to this ayah, because Allah says, قَالْ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Like no one ever thought of this before you. No one ever behaved like this before you. And then he explained, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ. He says, do you really lust after other men, abuse the travelers, and practice immorality openly in your gatherings? Sounds like our society, jama'ah. Like literally, it sounds like our society these days, unfortunately. That lust is in the wrong place. And they not just that, they unfortunately abuse the travelers here because they not maybe practice this among themselves. They practice this against travelers. On their way, when they travel, Allah musta'an, they take advantage of their being alone or being lonely. That's why they take that advantage of them. قَالْ وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمْ الْمُنْكَرِ. And in your own gathering, you do everything publicly. You're not ashamed of it. You're not even hiding it, basically. You're doing it publicly, he says. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ. What did his people say to him? فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اُتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. They said to him, bring Allah's punishment upon us if what you say is true. Nowadays, unfortunately, under, of course, this administration that we live in, you see a lot of the people from the left support these kind of, you know, practice and this behavior. They're coming out openly as devil worshippers, satanic beliefs, and they come with their signs and symbols and openly in the streets, no shame, and completely denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right to rule on this earth. So they say, just like, as if they're saying, where's your God, basically? Bring your God if that God exists. So he said, قَالَ رَبِّ انصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْلِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He said, my Lord, help me against the people of corruption. Like, I can't do it on my own. Like, I'm one man against all these people. Help me against them. And subhanAllah, sometimes we find ourselves as Muslims, like, at the only voice. We're not necessarily the only one, but the most vocal and open to say this is wrong, this is unacceptable, this needs to change. So he says, قَالَ انصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا إِنَّا مُهْلِكُوا أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ إِنَّ أَهْلَهَا كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken us right now from one scene to the other scene. Lut, in that vulnerable moment, he feels kind of like being overwhelmed with the behavior and the practice of these people. And he says, my Lord, help me against those people of corruption. So now it shifts to a different scene, in a different location. What location was that? Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it didn't give us the details, but gave us immediately part of that related to Lut alayhi salam. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam, one day, he had guests, three people. They were traveling, and they stopped by the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he says, come on in for hospitality. They were very handsome. They were very beautiful. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went and he had a roasted cow for them. فَقَرَّبَهُ عَلَيْهِ He pushed the food near their hands. قَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ Why don't you eat? When he saw their hands not reaching the food, he found it kind of be awkward. And he felt, أَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً He kind of like felt uneasy about them. And he said to them, قَالَ Why don't you eat? He said, don't worry, we are Rusul Rabbik. We are the messengers of your Lord. We're going to the house and the people of Lut. And they explained to him their mission. Inna muhliku ahli hadhihi al-qarya. We are going to destroy that village in that place. Inna ahlaha kanu zalimin, because the people of that place, they persisted in wrongdoing. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he started pleading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with these angels. Qala inna fiha luta. But Lut is there. He's still there working with them. He's working on them. He's trying. قَالُوا نَحْنُ أَعْنَوْا بِمَنْ فِيهَا Like, do you think we don't know? We know that Lut is there. We know that he is there. قَالْ لَنُنَجِّيَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ We are going to give him and his family safety except إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ Except for his wife. كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ She was among those who are also doomed. وَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوطًا Now, when they came to Lut, سِيئَ بِهِمْ وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ دَرْعًا Lut, he felt, oh man, it's going to be difficult. Because he knew his people. They look for these travelers. They look for these people who are coming by themselves. And when he saw how they look, they're very handsome, they're beautiful. Realize it's going to be not easy. قَالَ سِيئَ بِهِمْ وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ دَرْعَ He kind of like felt distressed and worried by their arrival. فَقَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ Don't worry. Have no fear, no grief. He says, إِنَّا مُنَجُّكَ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مُرَاتَكَ We're going to rescue you and save you and your family except for your wife. She's one of those who are doomed. كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ And they said to him, إِنَّا مُنْزِلُونَ عَلَىٰ هَذِهَا الْقَرِيَةِ رِزًّا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانَ يَفْسُقُونَ We are certainly bringing down a punishment from heaven upon the people of the city for their rebelliousness. They're going to be doomed. وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا And Allah then said, وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا مِنْهُمْ آيَةً بَيِّنَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ And we did leave some of its ruins as a clear lesson for people of understanding. Some, they say, that place is where, Jama'ah? The Dead Sea in Palestine and Jordan. Allah knows best if that's the real place for that. But Allah says, we have left something for you to see so you could reflect on. So the dua of Lut alayhi salam here, the dua of the distressed. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ انصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ Ya Allah, help me against the people of corruption. So whenever you make that dua, you keep in your mind that you make dua for specific, let's say, group in your mind, whoever they are. Whether somebody at work, somebody in the family, somebody here, somebody there, Allahu A'lam. Because Ahl Fasad Kati, the people of corruption, unfortunately, they are so many. May Allah protect them from them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to make the dua together, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Rabbi, unsurni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen. Rabbi, انصرني على القوم المفسدين ربي انصرني على القوم المفسدين ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربي اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين، وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين. جزاكم الله خير.